Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
You are indeed on the Super Talk Mississippi Network of Stations from the Southern Bancorp Studio in Hattiesburg. I'm Kelly Sanner along with Dima Mixon and producer-engineer Michael Mergens. Bob Getty having a staycation this week. He'll be back with us on Monday. On the program, Glenn Dyer's about to join us from GoldenEaglePride.com, talk a little Southern Miss football. Then later on in the program, Dima, who has just returned from Basketball Media Day, will have some notes about how that went with both Missy Bilderback and Jay Ladner. It's hard to believe that the basketball season's right around the corner. And then also on the program today, Shannon Belt, who writes about the Raging Cajuns of the University of Louisiana. Are they as bad, or is it the injury bug that bit them earlier? Are those injuries starting to heal up and might make for a completely different contest coming up on Saturday? That's all still to come on this hour. This first segment brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit, smoked here, loved everywhere, and big supporters of Southern Miss football. We hope that you'll leave your catering needs, big and small, to Dickie's, and know that a lot of the money that that they make there, they forward onto the Southern Miss Athletic Department. And we know that you appreciate that, getting good quality food for people who love Southern Miss, thanks to Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Glenn Dyer joins us now, and as he does every Wednesday, to talk a little bit about Southern Miss football. Glenn's at just about every workout that the media are allowed to be at, even on the limited basis when they are there. But Glenn, we've talked so much on this program about the importance of Braylon Braxton at the quarterback position, of course, and yesterday we celebrated Chris Jones and the type of year that he's having at linebacker. But when you look at the Southern Miss roster, are there a couple of other names of guys that have kind of flown under the radar that it's time for them to get their dues and salute them on the program today? What do you think?
Yeah, the first guy, you know, that comes to mind is maybe a guy that's, you know, never going to get much mention. It's the center, Brock Roman. I think he's been fantastic. Never comes out. Makes all the important line calls and blitz pickups. I mean, very cerebral, been a physical presence in the middle. I just think he's a huge he's a linchpin of that offensive line that's starting to get better and better.
Where's he from? What do we know about Brock?
He was at Eastern Michigan with our current offensive line coach, so you know he's pretty versed on what Coach Coughlin wanted to do when he came here. And, you know, when Coughlin got here, he made sure that he got Brock down here as well.
So he went from an Eastern Michigan Eagle to a Southern Miss Golden Eagle.
Exactly.
Yeah, my midseason awards came out yesterday that I wrote, Glenn, and Brock Roman was a guy that was definitely on one of my unsung heroes, on my unsung hero reward winner for the Southern Miss midseason awards that I wrote yesterday. Another name that I think a lot of people, I think when he transferred here, Glenn, I don't think it was, you know, not a lot of people thought he would have such a dynamic role in the offense, but a guy like Doc Chapman, who I want to see them even, you know, develop even further and get more involved in the offense even than he already has. He's second in the team in receiving right now, really speedy in that slot, and gives them a lot of length as far as downfield shots go.
Completely agree. I think he's one of the fastest players in the Sun Belt, you know, coming out of high school, a legit 10-700 meters guy. So, you know, I look for – and, you know, he's always seems to be running free in people's secondary. So I look for, you know, unless they decide to bracket or double cover him, I look for Braylon to continue to go to him to take the top off of defenses.
So you talked about a center, and a wide receiver. Either one of you guys, anybody on defense besides? I mean, obviously the defense playing pretty well.
I mean, if you look at the defensive line, the two interior guys in Jamon Tapp and Berdarius Lewis, those guys really anchor what that defense does. I mean, because they create so much pressure from the middle of the defense, middle of the defensive line, that the edge rushers can start working because the opposing offensive line has to start. You know, Glenn, talk about the middle of the defensive line, because I think they're the key of that defense.
Yeah, I totally agree. Broderius and Montgomery and well, Broderius and who's the other guy
Tapp
next to him?
Tapp.
Oh, Tapp on the outside. Yeah, Tapp's. I mean, Tapp's just come out here and fulfilled. You know, coming out of high school, he's a four-star recruit, and he's, for whatever reason, you know, didn't get it done at Texas and Arizona State. But I mean, Seymour's kind of, you know, or DC Seymour's kind of rekindled, you know, Jamon's career here. So, yeah, I mean, he's starting to fulfill that potential that you saw when he was coming out of high school, so heralded.
I'll tell you who I'm especially happy for, and you mentioned Berdarius Lewis. Cause this
and
was
Isaiah
a guy
Gibson.
That he suffered through last year, Berdarius Lewis.
Suffered.
I mean,
him and Chris Jones.
With all of us, but, I mean, they were actually on the field putting in the sweat equity and really didn't get paid for it when translating into wins. But this year, Berdarius is getting to have some success with a good team, and I just can't help but just really feel good for that guy.
Yeah, you know, you think about all the players on the team who came back and who are having at least some kind of role in the offense. You mentioned Berdarius. You can look at Chris Jones, of course. Even a guy like Greg Nunnery. I mean, he was, for all intents and purposes, not good last year. I mean, if we're just going to call it what it is, that offensive line was terrible last year. But, Glenn, I mean, Greg, you know, on that left side, filling in kind of where Blake, you know, they moved him. They've been kind of moving around that left side of the offensive line a lot. But, I mean, Nunnery's held his own for the most part of the fall so far.
Yeah, I mean, and from that coaching staff, when they got here from day one with Nunnery to present day, he's been the guy that's come up many times as the most improved, one of the most improved players from, you know, the time they hit campus until present day. He's totally transformed himself. I mean, he's a natural left guard, but he's had to slide out there while Bustard's out. But he's been really good over there, too. I think he was a guy that was really athletic but just needed some direction, and he's apparently gotten that from Coach Coughlin.
There are a lot of people who have said throughout the years that really when you look at the financial investment that's being put into college coaches, particularly at the football level, that, oh, coaches don't really make that big a deal. It's, you know, they're all about the same.
Secondary
any of them.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter who coaches a team. Well, I think here's a perfect example at Southern Miss this year. A lot of the players, noted, came from Marshall, but there were a lot of guys from Southern Miss that stuck around, and look at how much better they appear to be in just 1 year of a transition in different coaches coming in. Coaching matters.
And I think it was Will Hall's one of his biggest downfalls was, I think he recruited the right people, Glenn. You know, as far as your website with 247 Sports, you look at Rivals, I mean, all these other recruiting kind of type websites, they all had Southern Miss at the top of the level in recruiting during the Will Hall era, transfer portal recruiting, all these things. Just the development, I think.
And scheme,
of course, but I think development especially. Like last year, I remember saying, like, I feel like the freshmen are better than the seniors.
Yeah, I agree with that. When you're talking about development, I think the biggest difference with this staff has been week-to-week preparation. I mean, that's so huge. These guys, every week, you know, from first game to, you know, last game, other than that first half against La Tech, have been, you know, prepared to play, well-coached, well-prepared. And, you know, I think they learned their lesson from the La Tech game and, you know, came into, you know, Georgia Southern red hot right out of the gate.
And it looks like this is the modus operandi of a Charles Huff staff, is that wherever the starting point is, from week to week, slowly but surely, they appear to get better, as evidenced by the Marshall team last year that really had a great second half. And if that is what Southern Miss can expect this second half, and I don't know if you guys had 2 hours to waste last night to watch the South Al Arkansas State game. Those teams were not good.
They were so bad.
Yeah. Pillow fight extraordinaire.
Like that was the worst display of football. I mean, I think it was bad for everybody because, like, that's displaying the Sun Belt Conference.
True.
And if you're, like, trying to get a team from the Sun Belt Conference in the college football playoff, I mean, that's the ultimate goal, right? You have a team good enough to get into the college football playoff. I know it sounds crazy, but that is the ultimate goal. Any one of those teams getting on the field with, like, a Memphis or a South Florida or a Boise State, it'd be like 49-14.
The other thing that we've talked about when Southern Miss played at Georgia Southern in Statesboro was what a great national platform mm-hmm. for people to be exposed to your program. Well, for those two teams last night in particular, nothing, if I was a football prospect, there's nothing that either one of those teams showed me that would make me want to go to either of those institutions.
Well, I hope people didn't watch past halftime if they were not interested in the Sun Belt.
Yeah, and for Southern Miss fans and our defense, both of those offenses were very one-dimensional. If you're a defensive coordinator, you watch those games and go, I know exactly what I'm going to do.
Glenn, very quickly, how can Golden Eagle fans keep up with you and your work?
Yeah, just type in one word, goldeneaglepride.com, and they'll take you straight to our site. And we'd love to have you.
And you
got a big community of black and gold fans.
And you on Instagram and all those sorts of things? Or X, do they still call it Instagram, Dima?
Yeah, it's still Instagram. Yeah. It's just not Twitter anymore.
Oh, that's right. Not Twitter, it's X. You guys on there too, Glenn?
Yeah, we are mostly on X and some Facebook.
Okay, well, as always, we appreciate your input on Wednesdays, and we'll look forward to hearing what you have to say after potentially an Eagle victory this weekend down in Lafayette. Thanks, Glenn.
Thank you so much. Y'all take care.
When we come back, Dima has just returned from Basketball Media Day, and for the first time in a long time, I think a lot of Eagle fans think that the women's team might be the one, if you had to pick which team is going to finish better this year, it might be the women. We'll see what he has to say about that and have more stuff when the Eagle Hour continues in a moment.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
This segment of the Eagle Hour brought to you by Eagle Tire West. Former Southern Miss baseball player Matt Warren invites you to see him for premium Goodyear products and full auto and truck service at Eagle Tire West next to Smith Motor Company on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Family operated since 1985. Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West, Goodyear tires, full service, and big Southern Miss supporters. That's where you certainly want to be. And a shout-out to our friends at Mobay Beignet Company. Was just there yesterday for some fresh coffee and some freshly made beignets. They don't even make them. They don't even roll out the dough and anything until you place your order. And their fall flavors in their dips for their beignets are pumpkin spice and apple pie, which are traditional fall favorites. They're also on Facebook, Mobay Beignet Company. Kelly Sander, Dima Mixon, and Michael Mergens with you.
And you wonder why you have a sinus headache after eating and drinking all that stuff.
It's just in the spring, and I don't think I'm unusual in that.
See, I have fall allergies.
Okay.
So this is the worst time for me, but that's why I told you. I got in the habit, I take allergy medicine all year now because stuff pops up. Yeah, pretty much. And I was told, just go ahead, and I don't deal with that anymore.
I've heard that a couple of shots of Tito's doesn't hurt you.
I thought you were about to say your joke that you just shared with us all fair.
No.
You may have the Jackson 5?
No, not Tito's? That Tito, oh. Jackson. Not that Tito's. Oh, yeah, let's move on. Dima Mixon has just returned from campus where it was basketball media day. Jay Ladner and Missy Bilderback got to talk to the media about their teams. Believe it or not, the men begin the season with an exhibition game coming up on Monday night. Dima, let's just talk overall about mm-hmm. the teams and what you took away from the and technology now. It used to be like at Sun Belt for football, the Sun Belt Conference. You go down to New Orleans, coaches and players are physically there. Basketball media days now for a lot of conferences.
Over Zoom?
Yeah, is over Zoom, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, it's crazy. And it's funny because like the press release still said New Orleans. Like it was in New Orleans and it said, we're glad to host the Sun Belt media days over Zoom.
And so the coaches and players.
Probably because nobody was going. Football media day is like, I think people, that's something that just like is a year thing, you just go.
Well, one thing I bring up.
I think they should bring up a baseball media day, but I still think they would be over Zoom too.
Well, I said that to the commissioner this year. So when you look at the strength of the baseball league, there's no reason why they should have coaches and players in New Orleans for baseball. But anyway, sure. Your overall thoughts of what you heard.
Yeah, I would say first off, it was very, one thing that was just very weird was, and no offense to Missy Bildebrack or anything, but it was very weird because that was my first press conference in that room without Joey Lee McNeilis, which I mean, because I so
20
like
years, yeah.
I mean, yeah. So, I mean, I had, I stepped away from covering the team last December. And of course, Joey had not yet announced her retirement, I believe. So it was just kind of like all that happened since I hadn't been there. And just for my relationship with her and like me knowing her, that was like number one. But Missy was really good. She had some several good quotes. You know, it's interesting because like the teams are just so different every single year. And you really don't know really what to ask her until you watch the team, you know? So,
but it's going to be like that every year.
I know.
Now,
yeah, I know. And that's what we talked about. We talked about that with Jay Ladner last week. I think you weren't here, but he was able to come on the show and tell us that just like every single season, you know, it's going to be something different. It's going to be, you know, roster turnover. He says it's kind of like you're playing at a junior college. But one thing I was interested in asking about Missy Bildebrack was what she thought about success, because obviously everybody wants to win the tournament, everybody wants to get to the NCAA tournament, but it's really hard to go from another school coming to Southern Miss. It's our alma mater. There's a lot there. So what does success look like in her mind? And this is what she had to say.
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, because you always want to have, and we've got a team retreat tomorrow I'm very excited about, you know, just having a chance to spend some time with our team and just really kind of allow them to say what they want to do, you know, and what they want to happen. 9 times out of 10, when you listen to your players, you know, there's about 3 things they want. One, they want to be pushed, and they want to be the very best that they can be, right? But also they want to have a great experience, you know. They want to have chemistry with their teammates, and they want to be able to look back and say that they had a great time playing basketball. And then I think the other thing, you know, is that they want to form, you know, meaningful relationships. And you think some of that shifts with the climate we're in. But when I talk to our players, they want to win, they want to have a great experience, and they want to make, you know, memories and lifetime relationships. You know, that's still what college athletics is about, you know. And so, you know, I don't know. I would say for us, just if we can look back and say that we gave our very best every day, that we stuck together, that we handled adversity, that we responded anytime things went wrong, you know, and that we did those things, then you're going to look at it and feel pretty good about what you did, you know.
I think it's frustrating for basketball players in the Sun Belt Conference to know that you can play so hard. And we talked about over the calendar, it's like 6 months you're playing basketball. Yeah. That the only way that you can get the big prize is to win the postseason, the conference tournament. Because even with the field expansion that coming up, it's still not realistic that a lot of Sun Belt teams, if any more than one, are ever going to get that chance. And I wish there was an answer. I wish we could wave a magic wand and see to it that more kids were rewarded. But I guess that's where the NIT and the CBI and all these other things come in. But they're even becoming more aligned with the Power Five conferences.
Well, especially the NIT, when they came out and said that the conference regular season champions, that's not a mantra anymore. You know, you don't have to win the conference USA or your conference regular season champion to get a bid. They're just going to be selecting at-large teams. So that really took away, you know, that's the reason Southern Miss got in the NIT a couple of years ago. With Southern Miss's great season, they were regular season champions, men's team. And they got in the NIT tournament because they were regular season champions. And I don't know if they ever will get in the NIT tournament again. So you're right. And especially with the way the Sun Belt tournament is formatted now, especially on the men's and women's sides, like if you're not in the semifinals, you're not winning. I mean, you'd have to win 6 or 7 games to even get, you know, to the championship game.
Yeah, so you talk about being the one seed. Really, if you're 1 through 4, the sixth seed is pushing it. But your point is well made.
I think if you're anywhere below 8, you're out, probably. I mean, that's hard to do. It's grueling.
You do get to go to the tournament, but
Yeah.
To have enough fresh legs to be able to go any further than two or three games.
And something that Jay Ladner talked about when we got to talk to him in the press conference was he talked a lot about depth. He talked a lot about size in this team. You know, his roster is completely new. I had a soundbite from him, but I won't play because it's just a little bit lengthy. But, you know, you can go back on YouTube and watch both press conferences. They'll be out soon. But he talked a lot about size and depth and stuff like that. One thing he did mention, Kelly, was which was interesting to me, was about the schedule. You know, they play on the road at South Carolina, on the road at Miami, on the road at LSU. They play Ole Miss. Like, this is a really tough non-conference schedule. And he said, you know, at the end of it, they may not look great win-loss-wise. And I don't think he's expecting them to look great win-loss-wise. He's just trying to prepare them better for the Sun Belt play. And in my head, I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. But if you're worried about depth, I don't know if I'd be going and playing all these Power Four teams, you know, SEC teams. But it is, he said that the kids are excited about it. Again, the men play on Monday for an exhibition match against Houston Christian. So if you want to get out there, I believe it's probably free admission to exhibition games. So that'll be interesting to see the new look Golden Eagle team. But yeah, I mean, basketball starts here in like 2 weeks.
One of the things that I have always appreciated about Jay Ladner, and look, he's one of us. He's a Southern Miss guy. And there are some people that say, I don't care where they're from. They got to win or they're out the door, which is where I'm going with this. That I've always respected and appreciated about Jay Ladner is he totally gets it.
Yeah.
He understands. He knows that this year is critical. Brought in, you know, three or four assistants. I mean, assistants left. You know, there was discharging of other assistants. He understands how important this season is. And hopefully it works, but if it doesn't, he gets it. He goes, no, I know we have to win, and we have to win now.
Well, I mean, I hope that people don't just start calling for his job, you know, after the non-conference, because it in the grand scheme of things, Kelly, like, I don't really think the non-conference matters at this point, because we've been talking about it, like, Southern Miss is not going to get an at-large bid to the NCAA tournament. It's just not going to happen.
Nobody else is either.
Right. So it's
in the,
like,
Sun Belt.
They could be playing, you know, Tiddlywinks College, and it really not matter. You know, so the point is that they have to be ready for that conference schedule. And if those non-conference games get them ready, I'm all for it. You know, I think that's a great idea. The only thing that concerns me is when you're going out and playing, you know, teams like LSU, Ole Miss, South Carolina, Miami, who wasn't – I mean, I think Miami was, like, in the Final Four a few years ago. You know, those are the games that I hope that you don't start to maybe get some injuries. You know, you don't want to, like, project it, but you want to be as healthy as you can post-Christmas.
And it would be nice to be able to play those schools in Hattiesburg, which would help ticket sales,
yeah,
but that's not going to happen either.
No, that's not going to happen.
So if you're going to play those schools, you're going to have to play them on the road. It is a really big deck stacked against a lot of the Sun Belt teams when it comes to basketball, and I would argue that it's even a tougher thing to deal with at Southern Miss.
Yeah, and when you look at the home schedule for, like, the non-conference, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of surprising about, like, they really don't have that many non-conference games. Like, they host Tougaloo, they host William Carey, and then
One team is from Jackson, one team's from Hattiesburg.
On November 18th, but then they're not back home until the middle of December against Grambling, and then the conference play starts on the 18th of December. So their home schedule is kind of weak in the first part of the season.
Basketball right around the corner, and so is Saturday's game, football-wise, with the Raging Cajuns. We'll go down to Lafayette and get the Cajuns' perspective of the Eagles when the Eagle Hour continues after this break.
Southern Miss to the top.
DBAT sponsors this segment of the program. DBAT, the perfect place to send your travel ball youngster, whether it's softball or baseball. They want to get some swings in air-conditioned comfort. You can set those batting machines at any type of pitch you want, fastballs, curveballs, whatever. They've got it for you there at DBAT. Or if you're an adult and just want to get back in shape, they can take care of that for you too. Tell them that we said, hey, when you swing by DBAT right off of Interstate 59 in Hattiesburg. And Forest Health reminds you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun this time of year, but don't forget about the most important player you. Get your annual physical to be sure that your health is as good as it can be. And Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home. Look them up online for more information, foresthealth.org. That's all together, foresthealth.org. Joining us now from Lafayette, Louisiana, is Shannon Belt, a native of California. She writes for the Daily Advertiser, covering the Ragin' Cajuns, who will entertain the Eagles this weekend at 4 o'clock. We hope that you're not going to be too hospitable. Well, we want you to be really hospitable this weekend, Shannon, but tell us about how the Cajuns are on the mend and how this team is different now than maybe it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, and what do you expect out of this game Saturday at 4?
I'm expecting an interesting game, an intriguing game, really. I do think that a lot of players are back from injury. Some of them were out for the rest of the season, won't get them back, especially on the offensive line. But they've got their leading running back coming back, and I think they really missed him against James Madison last week. So it should be a good one. It should be a fight to the end.
Shannon, talk to us about the quarterback, Lunch Winfield. You know, we were kind of joking about, you know, if Southern Miss gets a sack, you know, they get a sack Lunch. Talk to us about him. He's obviously a dual threat type quarterback. I think probably one of the probably the only dual threat Southern Miss has seen so far this season outside of their own quarterback, Braylon Braxton.
Yeah, Lunch is definitely a true dual threat quarterback. I think for a while, most people thought that he was only kind of a running quarterback, but he proved that he could do more in that Marshall game for sure. And he's definitely what he gives off on the field. He's that type of personality off the field, too. He's always smiling, even after the loss against James Madison doing media availability. He's still smiling, getting his earring in his ear. You know, he's just that type of guy, and I think he's a personality that the rest of the team is kind of gravitating towards, and they know that a lot is on the table this week, especially with it being Western Division competition. So they're all going to be looking to him to make it happen and be that gamer that he's shown that he could be.
Half of the overall schedule now behind these teams, but your point is well made, Shannon, that now these are conference games. These are the ones that count. Does a win over Southern Miss Saturday put the Cajuns back on the Western Division map, so to speak, heading down the stretch?
Yes, it definitely would. I mean, Southern Miss comes in already 2-0 on that side, and UL is going to need that win. The win against Marshall was good. It was a good momentum booster, but this one is a good win that would help them get towards those goals that they still have of trying to make a run for the SBC championship. That's still very much a goal for this team, despite the injuries. So a win here would be huge, especially at home, homecoming. You know, that would be a huge momentum getter.
Shannon, is it kind of weird that the last time Charles Huff was in Louisiana was for the Sun Belt Championship with Marshall, and now he's bringing in Southern Miss, who, you know, historically Southern Miss-Louisiana, huge rivalry. You know, it's just, it's almost like a full circle moment for, I guess, Louisiana fans to see Coach Huff on the other end of the sideline.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely some, I wouldn't say bad blood, but some get back blood on the Cajuns' end. You know, no one's going to forget what happened when Charles Huff brought his thundering herd before, you know, to the Cajun field. It was one we won't forget in a bad way, you know, only putting up 3 points. And you're going to see a lot of those same guys from Marshall on Southern Miss now, you know. So it's going to be one of those games where you're like, okay, we got to hit them first before they hit us, because you don't want to be in that same predicament as the last time you seen this coach.
I think preseason prognostications are really mostly for entertainment, Shannon, but the Cajuns were picked to finish in the West. Where does Coach Dess feel his team is at this point compared to where, all things being equal, if he had everybody healthy, where he thought they would be at this point?
I definitely do think he's not where he thought he would be. No one would have predicted what would have happened with Walker Howard and just the injuries overall, even like Shelton Sampson Jr., he's injured now too, you know. No one would have predicted any of that. I think he would have thought that this record would be more so flipped. But I still think he has confidence that this team could do what, you know, preseason they expected the Cajuns to do. It's just going to take way more than what they thought, him and the staff had thought. You know, they thought, okay, Walker Howard's going to come in, do something, and that wasn't really the case due to injuries and stuff. So it's cliche, but the next man up mentality is what they kind of have to live by. And I do still think that they think it's possible, but this game is kind of where you see if it is.
Shannon, this is not a football question. This is a baseball question. Southern Miss hired Gunnar Leje from Louisiana as their pitching coach, brought in several arms from Louisiana as well, including a couple of pieces of their staff that were coming in as far as recruits. How has Louisiana kind of rebounded from that, losing their pitching coach, very good pitching coach, of course, wanting to still make strides in the Sun Belt from a baseball perspective? You know, Louisiana didn't have a terrific season a year ago, but, you know, historically they've normally been a very good baseball program. What have you seen from them in that regard, and where you see that happening this spring?
I definitely think it stings, you know, seeing Gunnar leave. But I think that they're kind of like, okay, we've got to move on to people who want to be in the program and people who they can start to build stuff around, because Coach Deggs knows that this, what happened last year, is not what, it's not the standard. It's not the Cajun standard. It's not the culture that they want to have. So I know they've got some big names that they're going to go and get. They may lose some of them local names to Southern Miss, but they just have to go where they're kind of wanted. And I think that's the mindset that they're going to kind of take and get guys who are going to fill in and try to get them back to where they want to be. But it definitely stinged, and it was unexpected for me to see the trade-off and people kind of going where they go. But it's not surprising. It's a competitive conference, and it's a lot of talent out there.
Of course, Caleb Stelly coming from Louisiana, a couple other arms.
And baseball will be here as...
Yeah, it's, you know, right around the corner.
Right, but when we're talking football again, Shannon, when you look at the standings and considering that one of the tiebreakers, the first one, is head-to-head competition, I'm not trying to exert a lot of pressure because we're just journalists. We don't have to play the game. But as I rethink this, this is a game that you guys...
You're a journalist?
...have to win. I mean, let's be honest. You really have got to win this game.
Yeah, it definitely is. It definitely has that must-win tag on it for the Cajuns, especially where they're sitting at and you know, still trying to get to that bowl eligibility, which... under Coach Desmo, they've been able to do, I think, almost every year. So it is must win. The pressure definitely is on. So I'm sure they're extra happy to be in the comforts of their new stadium with the home crowd on their side. I know Southern Miss is going to fill it out too, but it'll be nice to be at home. That's where they've won at so far. The two wins have come at home, but they're going to need it. They're going to need this win. It's definitely, if they want to keep those goals in place,
and we hear,
a win is necessary.
And we hear that Cajun fans, every once in a while, like to party hardy, shall we say, before the games, and this is homecoming this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't even need to explain anything other than that.
Well, I can personally guarantee you they're probably eating better down there than we do here at our stadium.
I think they probably have us beat in the other category.
They probably do.
As well. Well, it should be a good one. And Shannon Belt, writer for the Daily Advertiser in Lafayette, like I said, a native of California, all the way to Louisiana to cover college sports. Shannon, we wish you continued success, and thanks for your insight and joining us on the Eagle Hour today.
Thanks for having me, y'all.
All right. Well, she did say y'all.
There you go. She's learning something.
That's right. That's right. So, boy, this... Yeah, when you look at these standings.
I was about to say, you're right in saying that this is a must-win for Louisiana. And a lot of teams are starting to get into that mantra. Not Southern Miss, but a lot of teams. Southern Miss right now at 2-0. You know, of course, you want to beat you want to win all your games.
Sure.
But they have some kind of leverage now. Arkansas State last night was a must-win. You know, they got it done.
They walked
it
off.
I think on the other side, Old Dominion against JMU, I think Old Dominion must win that game to have a chance to use.
Well, on our final segment, I think it was Britney Spears that first said, oops, he did it again. Well, the baseball gods in the Sun Belt, oops, they've done it again. We'll tell you what we're talking about when the Eagle Hour resumes in a moment.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
To the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors the final segment of the Eagle Hour. And every night of the week, there's some kind of football game going on, including a lot of Sunbelt games during midweek. And you can catch all the action at 4th Street Bar and Grill on all the large screen TVs. And if you're thinking about cutting back on food, let me just, and they're not going to mind me saying this.
Are you thinking about that?
What?
No, I've said if you are.
Has anyone in this room ever said that?
I don't. You guys are much more, you know, I'm in the government's fitness protection program, so I can eat all I want.
Government's fitness protection
program. Yes, look
how
it
long
up.
Have you been hanging on to that?
It's a good one, though.
Like, yeah, it is.
All right, but if you
say that over and over 30
if you're
times.
Thinking of cutting back on your portions, don't go to 4th Street Bar and Grill because you're going to get a healthy portion of food on their blue plate lunches, and all the food is good all the time with a wide assortment of adult beverages thanks to 4th Street Bar and Grill for their support. MCS Home Center is your one-stop shop for home repair, home remodeling, home construction. Everything you need for your next project, home, lawn, or garden is available at the MCS Home Center in Bellevue. MCS is Hattiesburg's new home improvement center with local people eager to help you. 7329 Highway 98 West. And if you can't catch us live on the show, you can always download the podcast on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Alexa, or ask Siri to play the Eagle Hour.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
So you have your glasses in your right hand, but you're the page is almost touching your nose, trying to read off the ads. Why don't you just
the same thing.
put your glasses on
while you're reading?
Is this the jump on Kelly Sander day?
No,
like every other day?
Just an ad. For the listener's sake, the ad reads that we have.
Yeah, what are the glasses for?
The ad reads that we have on a sheet of paper. Okay?
Farsightedness or nearsighted?
They make me look intellectual when I wear the glasses.
So you have them on right now. And are you even looking at them?
Tomorrow on the program, Mike Frazier from JUCOweekly.org will set us up for the week in junior college football. Graham Crawford, our own Graham Crawford, will be reporting live from the Scott Berry Golf Tournament out at the Hattiesburg Country Club. And we will hear from...
I tee off at 7:14 tomorrow.
You get to play in that?
No,
I didn't think so.
I was going to say 7:14.
If Graham Crawford can't get in it, you certainly can't get in it. We'll also hear from Bryn Botkin, one of the star volleyball players for Southern Miss, as they head to South Al this weekend. All right, I said going into the break, you know who Britney Spears is?
Mm-hmm.
Dima, okay. One of her songs was Oops, They Did It Again. Well, the schedulers at the Sun Belt Conference baseball office again for the second year in a row did not put Southern Miss against Coastal Carolina on the baseball schedule during the regular season. What possible explanation could there be for this?
Well, I mean, the explanation is that there's 14 league teams in the league, and there's 10 weeks. So since they're still in the East-West thing.
But the Eagles didn't get to play them last year.
Yeah, but it's still an every other year thing. It's still, so Southern Miss played them 2 years in a row, Coastal on the road in 2022, and then here at home in 2023, if I'm remembering correctly. Last year they didn't play, and then this next year they won't play. So then they'll be back on the schedule the following year.
So the 26th.
They'll be on the schedule.
Well, let's hope. But
I think it's like, I don't care. Like, Southern Miss shouldn't have to be playing Georgia State this year if they're on the schedule. Freaking put the same team, the teams that are the best teams in the conference need to be playing each other. It helps everybody out. I mean, it's just it's common sense.
Helps and your RPI.
Yes, it's like there's literal no explanation other than we're going to stick with the thing that we have set. Like there's no explanation other than we already have it set in stone, so we're just going to keep doing that. Like there's no other reasoning for it.
And we talked about in basketball, it's tough enough to get a berth into postseason play, but when you can do things on your own to further the cause of your own teams, you would think it would be logical, natural to do it.
But it's like, it would be the same argument, like Southern Miss and Troy should play every single year. And they do play every single year because Troy's historically a good baseball team. The Troy baseball team just came out. The Troy baseball schedule just came out. They're playing early March. Awesome. You know,
but they're in the Western Division.
Exactly. So the Sun Belt should just do it with divisions. I've said that. Almost every conference has done it now. They should do away with divisions. I mean, it's just simple. It would clear everything. Or what they should do is at the end of each season say, listen, we're going to have the best team, the teams that meet in the championship. That's we're going to make sure that's a weekend series.
That's and one of our marquee series for the year.
And then what we're going to do is build the spreadsheet around that. I mean, that's all you have to do. It's not even that hard.
One of the things I want to close the show with today, though, remember when Shannon Dawson was the offensive coordinator at a beleaguered Southern Miss football team? And Southern Miss fans were constantly on Coach Dawson. Bubble screen, jet screen. Oh, here comes another bubble screen. Unimaginative offense. Couldn't move the ball. Obviously couldn't score any points. People couldn't wait, in my opinion, to run Shannon Dawson out of town. Mm-hmm. Well, now he's the offensive coordinator at the University of Miami, who could very well be one of the highest-ranked teams going into the college football playoff. And because he's the OC there, could move himself up in the potential head coaching jobs that come open, and there are quite a few now.
Yes.
So I find it just really interesting how a guy like Coach Dawson.
I saw his name on the Virginia Tech coaching search. One thing that was interesting about Coach Dawson, I know we got to go. When I used to sit down in the stands, like back in 2014, 15, 16 eras, we would hear people behind us go, "That's on you, Dawson. That's on you, Dawson." You know, all game. And now he's coaching the number two team in the country, his offense.
And I don't know what job he may wind up with, or he might stay at Miami, but I can tell you with 100% certainty, he will not ever be at Southern Miss again. Hey, great show, everybody. Thanks for joining us. You can join us on the podcast as well. We'll see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Until then, for Dima Mixon and Michael Mergens, I'm Kelly Sanner saying Southern Miss.
To the top.
To the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Supertalk Mississippi Media Production.